years.
WTAW News Time, 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Two Texas A&M football players have been dismissed from the team that followed their arrest Tuesday from an armed robbery 2 weeks ago. We'll have more from Kevin O'Connor later this hour in sports. United Way of the Brazos Valley has announced its new president and CEO. The interim leader since January, Allison Prince, took over on a permanent basis Tuesday. Board Chairman Doug French says she was selected from a pool of 30 candidates.
We couldn't be more excited. She's been serving as the interim director, CEO role here for the last few months. Almost kind of got a long-term job interview out of her, if you will. And she just really has impressed myself and the rest of the board, and it was a unanimous decision.
Prince has worked for the Regional United Way for 8 years, most recently in a vice president's role. The Bryan School Board has been asked to change the status of 11 buildings as part of a proposed bond issue. One received nearly all the attention during a board workshop this week.
Members of the board and its facilities advisory committee responded to those opposed to closing Stephen F. Austin and consolidating all administration functions to that location. Board member David Stansley says that's enough to shoot down the entire package.
You throw one thing in there that people can latch onto, and if it's not adequately explained, they will vote against it because they said, well, I don't care about the rest of it. They're doing this, and that's stupid. So we've got to educate.
Breaking down the $132 million package recommended by the Facilities Committee, $55 million goes to replacing SFA, expanding the three remaining middle schools and building an addition at Rudder. The committee recommends $24 million for other buildings, including the SFA conversion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A couple who moved to College Station from California last year were caught stealing and forging blank checks and taking a $400 gift card, all from employees at A&M. One is going to prison. The others received probation. Last month, 38-year-old Lynn Jackson entered a plea agreement to stealing the checks and gift card from three former co-workers while working as a custodian at the Emerging Technologies Building. She was released from jail and placed on 5 years probation. Last week, a jury convicted 42-year-old Timothy Carter of forging two checks, each for $300. Monday, Brazos County District Judge J.D. Langley sentenced Carter to 10 years in prison. The district attorney's office says it's Carter's fourth trip to prison. A former Bryan resident caught stealing a DVD player 3.5 years ago is headed to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced 34-year-old Pedro Rodriguez Jr. was convicted for repeated probation violations and was sentenced to 10 years. Prosecutors say the violations included moving to Brownwood without permission, continued drug use, not performing community service, and was late in paying court fees. More legal problems in Texas for the ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft.
Well, first it was the traditional taxi companies that sued. Now a second federal lawsuit filed by three people in wheelchairs, one from San Antonio and two from Houston. They're complaining that the ride-sharing services violate the Americans with Disabilities Act.
We're asking that if they're going to enter the market, that they must comply with the standards required by the ADA.
Attorney Jose Garza says because Uber and Lyft drivers use their own cars, they can't pick people up in wheelchairs, and that violates the ADA. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Aggies, did you know almost everything is recyclable thanks to the local efforts of our very own Brazos Valley Recycling? This little-known company is quietly helping Aggies take the lead in going green by recycling what's discarded on campus, helping A&M keep over 194 tons out of the landfill. Locally owned, Aggie values-driven, Brazos Valley Recycling is an advanced, state-certified center, keeping our town and campus cleaner, greener, and more energy efficient. BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph, with their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids, the office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
Every year, the Brazos Valley votes to select who they think is the absolute best in the Brazos. The voting is now open and waiting for you to cast your vote. Last year, 15,000 voters cast nearly 300,000 votes for their favorites in food, fun, and services. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at any of these sponsor locations. Atkinson Toyota, Blue Baker, Aggieland Apartment Finders, and Funky Chabot Hair Studio. It's the best that money can't buy. The best of the Brazos. Voting ends July 6th, so cast your vote today.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems installs all types of roofing, including metal and tile. They provide homeowners peace of mind by exceeding manufacturer specifications, completing jobs on time, and offering lifetime material and labor warranties. Contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click MyAggieRoofer.com and vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for best roofer in the Brazos Valley at bestofthebrazos.com.
It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We'll eventually see sunshine develop across the region today. We just have to burn off the morning cloudiness. Temperatures today will climb up to 90 degrees. Tonight, we're fair to start, but clouds may develop overhead overnight. Lows will drop down to 70 to 75. Turning partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Clouds could develop late, 75, then developing sunshine on Friday with temperatures close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up in just a bit, two A&M football players released from the program and school for robberies, alleged robberies. Also, the Brazos Valley Bombers remain undefeated when they opened up their homestand last night, and state semifinals, high school baseball. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you. It's 7:50.
Okay, the deal's called Taiwan On. Ed Elmore, who's a local attorney, started this thing about 5 years ago, thinking about how he was emptying his closet out, and he said, well, I can do something with these, right? And so what he did is he donated them, I think, to Navasota High School. Because, you know, there are kids out there who don't have ties, and sometimes that's important for a job interview or a graduation or whatever. So he started doing that, and he's gotten some help from other groups. Brian Rotary, Mays Business School. So guys, or wives, if you want to go in there and get rid of that tie that you really don't like, good opportunity. You can drop them off at the law office they have over there on University Drive. That's going on right now. It's called Taiwan On. They've been doing it for about 5 years. I think that's a pretty neat deal. So here we go. 58-year-old man stabbed at a wedding in the Bronx after he tried to take some leftover food in cans of Sterno. Suffered stab wounds to his legs after the vow renewal ceremony. Suspect is a cousin. He's in custody. Just saying. The Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival is going on.
Hey.
Looking for a new world record here, June 14th in Avon, Ohio. Organizers looking for at least 250 people to show up wearing a duct tape outfit. The maker of duct tape, headquartered in Avon. I believe that is D-U-C-K tape there.
Yes.
Yes, that is brand name.
So that we can delineate that.
I was picturing people in all silver. I forgot they had so many different colors.
They do.
Oh, man, they got like a full fireman outfit, and wow, that's pretty impressive.
What do you do with the extra? I mean, you've got, that means you got like...
What wouldn't you do?
You've got nine
it's
rolls.
It's duct tape.
I know, but that's the thing, is if you bought something and it's hot pink, then you can see it a lot easier than you can that gray.
So? All does right. it not hold stuff together?
No, it does. It works.
Does it not fix stuff?
It does work.
Okay.
There's no doubt. And you know,
there's no such thing as leftover duct tape.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's kind of like hot sauce, right? it's right there and ready to use whenever you need it. Yeah, it. I guess the price on this specialized duct tape is far more expensive when you consider it.
Yeah,
it probably doesn't take that much more, right? I mean, from an expense standpoint, to create that. Have they done a how it's made on duct tape?
Man, I hope so. If they have, though,
if they have, I've never
it.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll all three be YouTubing that later on today, won't we? Just to see if it's out there. All right, so I'm going to tell you the name of a company, what it used to be, and you see if you can figure out what it is now. For instance, Bavarian Brewery.
No.
Yeah. Anheuser-Busch.
Oh.
It once was California Perfume Company. It's now Avon.
Okay.
The Upton Machine Company became Whirlpool. Children's Supermart.
Toys R Us?
Yeah,
yay!
Very good. I like this. The American Cereal Company. Now, why didn't you just keep that one? I mean, that sounds like a pretty good one. It turned out to be Quaker Oats. MetLife did a good job when they decided to change their name because they used to be the National Union Life and Limb Insurance Company.
Life and Limb?
Life and Limb. Yeah. L'Oreal probably is doing better since they changed their name from the French Harmless Hair Dye Company.
It's harmless. It's right there in the name.
It's fine.
I'm guessing somebody came in and bought some stock and said, hey, now that I'm on the board, I'd just kind of like to make a little suggestion, right? JCPenney started out as the Golden Rule Stores. H&R Block was United Business Company. Yeah, that could have been anything, right? Green Giant was the Minnesota Valley Canning Company. Dell Computers was PC Limited. You might know that. Mm-hmm. Continental Airlines started out as the Varney Speed Group. Best Buy was called Sound of Music.
No way.
Yep, Sound of Music. I had no idea. I can't imagine that the attorneys allowed that to happen. Bausch & Lomb was the Vulcanite Optical Instrument Company.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
And you have to have a 13-foot-long business card.
Yeah, and did you know that Nike started as Blue Ribbon Sports? So there you are.
No, I didn't.
Best out of there, I think, is the French Harmless Hair Dye Company.
Yeah.
Because obviously there must have been a lot of hair dye out there that was harmful, so they decided they'd separate themselves from that. See how that would work out. So how about Joni Ernst? Joni Ernst won the Republican nomination there for the Senate. She's the one who did that commercial about her history with hogs, if you'll recall.
Oh,
that.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so there, just letting you know that's, she apparently has made the next round, so that'll be fun. Wouldn't it be cool if you could get salads out of a vending machine instead of chips and candy?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never once thought that.
I would love the convenience of a good salad.
I wish there was a salad here.
One new company thinks that'll work. Based in Chicago, Farmer's Fridge aims to make fresh, healthy food available at freestanding kiosks. But you ever notice that bagged salad, which is really a big deal now. I mean, somebody was pretty smart saying,
yes,
let's do this. But, I mean, it's kind of like stems and pieces in a lot of cases. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I think that's probably the genius of it, is that their waste goes down to almost nothing. Because, I mean, do you really want to eat the spine of the romaine lettuce? Is that really what you want to do? Is that where the flavor is? But they stick it in there. And, you know, that's just smart. And I presume that they'll do the same thing here. Imagine, if you will, walking through the mall, smelling those corn dogs and other fried delights,
mm-hmm,
and that pizza.
Yeah.
And don't forget the Chinese, the all-you-can-fit-on-this-plate buffet, but you can't go back for seconds, all right there in the food court. Now you just walk up, insert a few bills into a machine, and you get a jar full of greens. Yes, indeed. The idea does seem pretty straightforward, but Farmer's Ridge is the first to attempt it. Once the food item is chosen, the machine dispenses the salad or snack in a clear plastic jar, which can be brought back to the kiosk for reuse. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, how old was 41 when he did his parachute jump? 80? Is that right? Was it his 80th birthday that he did that?
Yes, that sounds
right. 93-year-old skydiver Jim Martin will parachute into Normandy 70 years after his World War II jump.
Attaboy.
First time that Martin did it, he was at the tip of the spear, term pretty much used to describe what he and his fellow soldiers did as the first Americans who saw combat in Europe. Jim was a private in the 101st Airborne, one of the paratroopers dropped behind German lines in the hours before the D-Day landings. When the 93-year-old skydiver makes what is presumably his final jump, he'll touch down at the same spot that he did a long time ago. That'll be kind of fun.
A lot easier for him this time with the new equipment, I'm guessing.
Yep, yeah, probably true. But still, nonetheless, that's wanting to do that. All right, so this year's most tweeted TV series. Got any thoughts as to what that 721,
by the way? Soap opera with swords.
You know, I know you'd think that. That's number five on the list.
Whoa.
Yeah. By the way, I have another. Oh, I forgot to ask you, Patrick, and we may do that later on in the show, the big makeover. Apparently one of the women on Soap Opera with Swords has had a makeover. She's now a lot different than she used to be. I'm not telling you anything. I know it's not a spoiler or anything.
No.
But I realized as I was reading the story yesterday, we used to do the recaps of the soap operas every so often on the show when we had nothing else to do. And we always decided that as long as you had at least three times as many names as you had sentences in the description, that you knew that it was, in fact, a drama, say, daytime drama. Well, you know what? This description pretty much is the same thing, which once again supports my thought that this is nothing but soap operas with swords. But I know a lot of people like it. A Little Birdie has come along with its little list of the most tweeted about television series. Most tweeted about television series from 2013, 2014. Nielsen revealed the official rankings of the top 10, but we won't do all 10 because we don't do 10 in their social media savvy series. So here we go. Number 8 is Scandal. Do we know the show at all?
No.
Don't even know it. Number 7, American Horror Story Coven.
Mm.
Mr. Downs, I believe, likes that. Number 6, Teen Wolf. Is there a TV Teen Wolf?
I think that's an MTV show.
Oh, okay. I got you. Number 5 is Soap Opera with Swords. Number 4 is The Bachelor. Number 3 is Pretty Little Liars. Number 2 is Walking Dead. So can you figure out what number 1 is? That's right. It's Walter White, Breaking Bad.
Oh. Oh, well, they already had their season finale. I just wasn't even thinking about it.
That's right. AAMC's The Smash series took home the award as the most... The greatest reach in a single episode, thanks to their mind-blowing series finale, which captivated 9.1 million people on Twitter. So there you are. It's that be that. And yes, we will. We'll do a breakout group on Soap Opera with Swords probably in the 8 o'clock hour.
Did you know we had someone famous in town yesterday?
Oh, well, I thought we do sometimes. Who?
Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe, and I missed it.
Oh, what was he?
He was out at Teeks working on his new show, Somebody's Got to Do It.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Well, he's, again, been here before, I think, doing some.
A couple times.
The vet school, I know. But, so he's already gone, huh?
Yeah, here and gone.
All right. Like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, it's here and gone before we can do anything with it.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. 1-800-973-6563. 1-800-973-6563. 1-800-973-6563.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Pretty much got a pattern going on. High temperature will be in the lower 90s, low temperature in the middle 70s. Going to do that all the way through, looks like, Tuesday of next week. Anyhow, slight chance of showers on Sunday at 20%, but anyhow, just pretty much living what we do this time of year. Got clouds out there right now. And winds out of the south at 8 miles an hour, and we've got 74 degrees.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 2021, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
There's a new battle to increase union power and money, and it comes under the guise of higher hourly pay for fast food employees. Late last week, the same front group of fast food workers that you've seen on the news protesting the fast food restaurants over their wages filed 7 lawsuits against Mickey D's and some of its franchises. They're claiming wage theft. Now, the suits were filed in federal and state courts in California, Michigan, and New York. The plaintiffs want the courts to grant them class action status. 27 people named as plaintiffs claim that they were not reimbursed for the expense of cleaning or buying their uniforms. They weren't paid overtime. They were deprived of wages when they were made to clock out early when the restaurant wasn't busy. Lawyers for some of these malcontents admit that the SEIU, the union, referred them. Now, we've seen this before. In their never-ending attempts to extort Walmart, the unions use similar tactics. And with the Occupy movement, things get ratcheted up for the election cycle. So here we are. Now, just know this. Behind, beside, over, and under the unions are elected Democrats. And this constant attack on American businesses to force them to unionize, to force them to pay higher wages, to force them into politically correct stands, runs to the top of the political chain. It's Democrats who see American businesses as the enemy and attack them at every turn. The unions are nothing more than their street soldiers, the hired help, if you will.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Two members of the Texas A&M football team were dismissed after they were arrested for taking part in a drug-related armed robbery 2 weeks ago. A news release from College Station Police did not reveal what detectives learned that led to obtaining arrest warrants. Kevin has more coming up in sports. Opposition to turning Stephen F. Austin Middle School into a new administration center was discussed at length this week by the Bryan School Board.
Board President Doug Wunderberger says there's misinformation about $15 million spent on SFA since 1938. He says most of that was not in the last 15 years.
In the past 15 years, we've spent about $600,000 on it. So there's no recent updates that have been done on SFA. That's a complete fabrication.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says this is no different than any bond election he's been associated associated where there are opponents and supporters.
Until the people that make the final decision, which is you as a board, if you say, yes, we're going to move forward with the board, then the political action committee is started. And then we move the process with the whole thing, and it always starts off with a negative and works its way through. And we will not be complacent this time. We have a very exciting political action committee that is ready to get started.
A 20-member committee recommended spending $55 million to replace SFA, expand the district's three other middle schools, and build an addition at Rudder. Another $24 million would go towards converting SFA and other non-education buildings. Board will vote on the $132 million package next month. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A veteran staff member of the United Way of the Brazos Valley is the agency's new leader. Board President Doug French announced the appointment of interim president and chief executive Allison Prince on a permanent basis.
At the end of the day, it was somewhat of an advantage for us just being more familiar with Allison, but we definitely didn't let that sway our decision. But I think Allison's definitely going to bring some familiarity, and there is an advantage to that. She's familiar with the board and with the agency. She has some experience in working with them, the agencies in particular, even in some different roles with United Way. And then also the staff. She's been leading them and working alongside them for years and years.
Prince joined the regional United Way in 2006 and has spent the last 2.5 years as vice president of community impact. She was selected from a field of 30 candidates. A man who moved to College Station last year from California is going to prison. 42-year-old Timothy Carter was sentenced to 10 years for forging two checks for $300 each, then cashing them at local banks. He and his wife, 38-year-old Lynn Jackson, were arrested in January by A&M police. Carter was convicted last week by a Brazos County District Court jury. His criminal history, according to the district attorney's office, included three stints in California prisons. Jackson, who took the blank checks and a $400 gift card from coworkers at the A&M Emerging Technologies building, entered a plea agreement where she was placed on probation for 5 years. Brian Mann in prison for crimes in Harris County has admitted to identity theft of a local victim. 30-year-old Miguel Hall was sentenced to 18 years for setting up a cell phone account in January of 2013 using the victim's name, social security number, and address. The district attorney's office reported the victim did not know what happened until she attempted to open up a legitimate account with the same company and learned she already had a service with five phones. A Bryan man has pleaded guilty to his involvement in a gang-related shooting. 19-year-old Rashad Smith was sentenced to 5 years for his part in the gunfire in March of last year in the Commons area of an apartment complex where two units unrelated to the gang activity were struck. A prominent fundraiser for the Democratic Party has died in a crash in south of Dallas. The executive director of Annie's List, Grace Garcia, was in the car that wrecked in Waxahachie. Another employee is in intensive care. Annie's List supports Democratic candidates who support abortion rights. Gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis says Garcia's death creates a void in the landscape of Texas politics, quoting Davis, that simply cannot be filled. WTAW News Time is 7:34. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What makes Rattlers so convenient? Their product selection is second to none, with a full assortment of beverages and snacks to please any craving. Great coffee is their specialty, as they serve only the finest. Independence coffee roasted right here in our own backyard. This month at Rattlers, get a 24-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors for only $19.99. 32-ounce Powerade's only two for $2.22. And when you purchase Mio, Dasani, or Minute Maid flavor drops, you get a 20-ounce Ozarka water for 50 cents. Stop by Rattlers today. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Does joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back into the game as quickly as possible. And a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's patients surveyed said they were completely satisfied. To schedule an appointment, call 979-693-2762.
Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
Good morning. It's 7:35. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Good morning. The cloudiness did form over the area this morning. It'll be giving way to partial sunshine as the day goes on. High temperatures will be up to about 90. Tonight we start clear to partly cloudy. Then we may see more clouds develop overnight. Lows will drop down to 70 to 75. Becoming partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, 90. clear to partly cloudy early tomorrow night, then clouds will try to develop, 75. Clearing on Friday, warm, highs near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M University releases two A&M football players for alleged robbery problems, to say the least. Let me see, Brazos Valley Bombers baseball at Cellular Core Field for the first home game of the season, and they're still undefeated. And state semifinals, College Station is in, and they play today at 4. All that and more coming up in sports.
And we'll have that game on, what, 11:50? Is that
yes,
right?
Sir. Okay. Pre-game starts at 3:45.
All right. Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be on News Talk 1620, and congrats and good luck to the College Station High School team.
Yep. Hope that turns out well for them. Well, let's let's talk first a couple of things that have happened since you and I spoke last, and that was Shinseki has stepped down as the head of the VA, so your thoughts there.
Well, I hate to see him resign, but he was under immense pressure to do so, and I wish him well as he moves forward. And we also have to thank him for his service to our country, particularly his military service. I'm hopeful that when we find a replacement or when the president appoints a replacement, that he'll get somebody like Bob Gates, who went into the Defense Department and began to fire people that didn't perform well. That's the kind of a leader that we need, is somebody that will go in and grab the culture and shake it and turn it around. And in order to do that, you're going to have to take the poor performance and show them the door.
Now, to be clear, you're not saying that Bob Gates is a candidate for this. We just want to make sure
that. Okay. No, sir, I'm not. But I'm saying somebody like Bob Gates, right, who doesn't tolerate poor performance, when it comes to our nation's veterans.
You know, and just on top of that, because we've just gotten this morning, we had a GAO office report that shows 40 outpatient lease projects that are worth $2.5 billion suffered delays ranging from 6 months to 13 years, with an average delay in completing the project of 3.3 years. So above and beyond the poor job that they're doing as far as seeing patients in a timely manner, they can't even get their construction projects done.
They can't build anything. No, they've got a terrible track record when it comes to construction. And see, that's the problem. When you have a big bureaucratic organization with low accountability and an unworkable culture, you have things like this. And both our veterans and our taxpayers suffer because of this. And I think, as I've said before on your show, we need to look at a new model to provide better health care to our veterans. Does it need to be a centralized, single-payer, brick-and-mortar type operation, or does it need to be something that's skinny down where we have centers of excellence to take care of things where the VA is world-class, like crush injuries, burn, PTSD, TBI, things like that, and then allow everybody else to see their own providers in their own communities? That's the type of conversation that we're having over the next few weeks.
Well, I know Bernie Sanders over in the Senate has says he's going to formulate a plan, but it also includes throwing money at this thing. And I think that a whole bunch of Americans think that you have a real opportunity here to be able to move down the road quickly by reformulating what this organization is, by actually using some smart things to make it more efficient.
And that's what I'm talking about. And more money's not the answer. Let me say this. We have given the president everything he's asked for. Both the last two presidents, going all the way back to 2001, and the VA budget has almost doubled. But let me give you an example of how they're not using it correctly. Back in fiscal 2010 and fiscal 2011, the VA had overestimated how much they were going to spend on health care, and they reprogrammed about $5 billion out of their health care accounts and moved them to other areas without the consent of Congress, without even informing Congress. And we don't know where they went, but they sure didn't go to veterans health care. So they've got plenty of money. It's just, how are they using it? And it's obvious that we've got some cleanup to do.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. And then obviously the Bo Bergdahl situation. I'd like to get your thoughts there.
Well, I don't have a complete fact pattern yet, but as the picture emerges, it looks pretty pretty unfortunate in terms of exchanging five terrorists for this guy's release. Now, I don't know if this guy was a deserter or not, but apparently we did lose a number of our military folks trying to recover him over the last few years. And then this prisoner swap was clearly not in compliance with the law. The president violated the law again, and as you and I have talked about in this show, he considers the Constitution to be irrelevant and the law to be irrelevant and Congress to be an inconvenience. So that's where I focused my study so far is, you know, how did he find a way to, I mean, why did he break the law so blatantly? And then we'll, over time, we'll have more details emerge about who this Bergdahl guy is and is he a deserter or not.
Monday, the president talked about some EPA standards. Your predecessor, Chet Edwards, used to call Texas the Saudi Arabia of coal. We do have a lot of coal here. How do you believe those guidelines are going to impact what we do here in Texas with coal?
Well, or the Saudi Arabia of coal and oil and natural gas. And the guidelines, the way they're set, let me say this, don't comply with the law. The president doesn't have the authority to do this on his own without Congress. And secondly, I think they're going to be economically devastating to Texas. Look, I think one of the things we've got to pay attention to is if you look at where Texas emissions are today versus where they were back in the mid-70s, the state has cleaned up its emission streams from industry by orders of magnitude. And the president's trying to go up to that last few percent to become perfectly clean, which I'd say is pretty tough to do. I mean, it's almost impossible to do. And secondly, it's very, very expensive. And so, and it comes at great economic peril to those that can afford it the least, particularly the working poor and the lower income middle class families are going to have a huge regressive tax as their energy costs go up because of these unsound principles that the president's trying to put into place.
Okay, so take off your Congress hat now and put on your energy executive hat, and tell me, does this then open the door for some alternative energy opportunities in Texas and around the country?
Well, as the price of conventional sources of energy go up, then alternative sources become more economically attractive. And I think that's one of the things that underlies the president's proposed policy is to raise the cost of conventional energy so high that the less efficient alternative forms become more attractive.
Well, you say less efficient, but nuclear is pretty efficient. I know people don't like it for some reasons, but does that happen then?
Yeah, but nuclear is not an alternative. Nuclear is a mainstream energy source. Look, if I were the, you know, we don't have this in our Constitution, but if I were the czar of energy policy in this country, I would say the nuclear fuel is the ultimate green fuel, and B, that we ought to get, we ought to try to put forth a plan to have 80% of our baseload electricity generated by nuclear between now and, let's say, 50 years from now, and so that we're building nuclear power plants as these coal plants reach the ends of their respective lives. And that way you can go green, if you will, without totally disrupting the economy and relying on technologically proven and economically proven power sources. And that would be a lot better proposal, in my view, than trying to this headlong rush toward a land that we don't know actually exists.
Absolutely. Well, on another subject, the 70th anniversary of D-Day is coming up. I understand you're going to be taking part in that.
That's correct. I'm part of the official delegation from Congress that's going over there to commemorate our veterans in this momentous event.
Well, looking forward to that. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thank you for the time this morning and safe travels.
Okay, thank you very much, Scott, and I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, our veterans, and our first responders.
All right, thanks.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Come celebrate the legendary Dixie Chicken's 40th birthday Saturday, June 14th with drink specials, live music, and the back porch style atmosphere. Live music starts at 11 and features Rose Hill, Clayton Gardner, Dub Miller, headliner Roger Krager, and more. Be on hand as the Chicken celebrates 40 years as Northgate's longest running tradition with drink specials and the classic Dixie Chicken Burgers. That's Saturday, June 14th, kicking off at 11 with live music on the back porch at the Dixie Chicken.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Yesterday, I talked about my Memorial Day weekend trip to Ohio to pick up a fifth-wheel trailer. My brother Dave and my youngest son Troy joined me in this little adventure. We had trouble with the check engine light on my truck, as well as a mix-up with the insurance company, but we eventually got the camper hooked up and headed home. Unfortunately, our troubles were just beginning. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. We had barely gotten back on the road when we discovered that the truck would overheat if we drove it more than 50 miles per hour. We only made it as far as Columbia, Missouri before we had to stop. It ended up being a 3-day stop because a mechanic wasn't available until after Memorial Day weekend. Not my idea of an ideal vacation, but my son Troy loved it. There were games in the hotel lobby, and we went swimming in the pool, 8 or 9 times. He said, "Dad, this is the best vacation ever." The truck finally got fixed, and we made it back to Colorado. Gene and the boys and I were eager to actually camp in our trailer, so we headed to the mountains. I'm still a novice at camper maintenance at this point, and ended up making no less than 5 trips back to town to get spare parts and supplies. I think I spent more time at Walmart than in the great outdoors. The whole experience was a comedy of errors, but I didn't regret it. The Daly family is looking forward to building memories in our camper for many years to come. And to help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A woman tells us she's been going out in public disguised as a man, including a fake beard and mustache, because she wants an Odyssey putter from the Golfsmith Father's Day event. She's excited because any Odyssey purchase of $149 or more comes with a $25 gift card. She's also looking forward to much shorter lines at bathrooms. Get a $25 gift card with any Odyssey purchase of $149 or more at the Golfsmith Father's Day event. Anything for golf.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines and will strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Guys at BCS Tires and Lifts are located at 2319 Texas Avenue, just down from Outback on Texas Avenue in College Station. I want to remind you that tires can sometimes be a little bit more than, oh, let me find the best price for the size that's on my vehicle right now, and let's go from there. Because, you know, if you don't have the front end aligned the way that it should, then your tires aren't going to last as long. Or if your suspension's not right, your tires aren't going to last as long. You're going to think, oh, I bought lousy tires. Well, that may not be the case. Making sure that everything is in line, everything is operating the way it should, the systems really do interact. Your tires, your suspension, the alignment, it all matters as far as making sure that your vehicle is going down the road the most efficient way and you get the most comfortable ride. And BCS Tires and Lifts can help you with all of that. The best part is that you're buying from a local store. These people are here. They live here. They pay their taxes here. They're just like you and me. They're citizens and local residents, and that's kind of neat when you can do business locally. But to go along with that, they are tire pros, too. A tire pros store, meaning that they're one of a 30,000 dealer network across the nation that helps you out if you're on the road and you need some assistance. And also remember, this is what they do free when you buy your tires there at BCS Tires and Lifts. You get free rotates, you get free alignment check, you get free air checks, you get free flat repair, yes, and you get a free shuttle service. So next time you're looking for tires, get in touch with the guys at BCS Tires and Lifts. You can call them at 696-3200 or stop in and see them, BCS Tires and Lifts.
Hope Pregnancy Center and the A&M College of Medicine's chapter of the Christian Medical Association are hosting Gifted Hands, Gifted Lives, an evening with Dr. Benjamin Carson. In 2013, Dr. Carson spoke Truth to Power at the National Prayer Breakfast. On August 26, you can hear him at Rudder Auditorium speaking boldly on the issues of today. Event sponsorships, including a private reception with Dr. Carson, may be purchased through Hope Pregnancy Center. Call 979-695-9193 or visit partnerwithhope.org.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:51. Texas A&M University football players Darian Claiborne and Isaiah Golden have been dismissed from the team. Head coach Kevin Sumlin issued the following statement, quote, "These two individuals have failed to meet the high expectations and standards that we have for our football players and as representatives of this university." He went on to quote, "These two players have exhibited a pattern of behavior that will not be tolerated at Texas A&M." The dismissals follow the arrest Tuesday on charges of aggravated robbery by the College Station Police Department. Claiborne and Golden are accused of participating in the May 23rd armed robbery in the parking lot of the Zone Apartments on Holloman. The victims, three roommates, were arrested after the holdup on drug charges. One of the three roommates said they were planning on buying $1,500 worth of marijuana when they were held up. Another of the roommates was struck in the head by one of the suspects. The 19-year-old Claiborne was arrested Tuesday afternoon during a traffic stop. The 20-year-old Golden was arrested on the Texas A&M campus. As of Tuesday night, both were held in the Brazos County Jail in lieu of bond of $120,000 apiece. And now on to something finally a little lighter. In their first appearance on the newly christened Cellucor Field, the Brazos Valley Bombers remained undefeated in their home opener, doubling up the Acadiana Cane Cutters 8-4. The Bombers fell 1-0 in the bottom of the third, but then came back in the top of the frame to take the lead 2-1 and never looked back. The second game of the four-game homestand is tonight, first pitch at 7:05. The state semifinals takes place today. The number one College Station Cougars takes on Lubbock Cooper. They're at Dish Falk Field in Austin. First pitch at 4 o'clock there, and you can catch the action for that game on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Johnny Football's back in the news. Cleveland Browns running back Ben Tate reiterated yesterday that Johnny Manziel receives too much attention too soon in his career. Quote, "He hasn't played a down in the NFL yet. I don't know. That's just for y'all to figure out." Tate said if he were Manziel, he would be wary of the attention. And here's ESPN Browns reporter Pat McManaman on the entire situation.
I just think that what we're seeing is just a tiny little taste of what's going to happen in training camp, when everything's going to be even ramped up even more intensely and with more scrutiny. And I think that the Browns players are not used to that. I think Ben Tate is a guy who arrives with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He thought he should have been playing more. He wants, and now he's seeing a rookie who's never played getting 10 times more attention than anybody else. I just think this is kind of a preview to the way it's going to be.
On now to Major League Baseball, where we told you yesterday of first baseman John Singleton's Major League debut for the Astros. It went well.
Drill deep to right center field, and you can kiss that goodbye into the Astros bullpen. John Singleton's first big league hit is a home run.
John Singleton homered and had two RBIs in his first pro game. The Houston Astros beat the Los Angeles Angels 7-2 to boot. Nelson Cruz hit a towering three-run jack in the eighth inning on his return back to Texas, and the Baltimore Orioles went on to an 8-3 win over the Rangers. Cruz leads the majors, by the way, with 21 home runs. Ranger manager Ron Washington, however, is not worried about the team on just the one loss.
Not frustrating, and it don't set us back. It's one game. I thought we was in that game all night. We just couldn't shut it down in the eighth inning. We shut it down in the eighth inning, different story, but we didn't. It's just one game.
From the diamond to the hardwood, the San Antonio Spurs open their rematch with the Miami Heat tomorrow. And their star point guard is nursing a bulky left ankle, which isn't very uncommon for Tony Parker. But he does plan to play in game one of the finals, and here's what all's happened.
I twisted it in game four, and you know, Mike knows I don't like to talk about when I'm hurt, and I play on it for the whole series against Portland, and that's why I think my hamstring got hurt, you know, because I was playing on a bad ankle. And then OKC game four, I twisted it again, didn't say anything, played on it. And then game six, I think my body is like, it's enough, I guess.
In that same game six, he had to be pulled out of the game and missed the entire second half in the victory over Oklahoma City in the Western Conference Finals. Parker didn't practice yesterday. He is expected to be back on the court this afternoon. Also, as reported yesterday, Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino has thrown his name into the NFL lawsuit. Well, he's taken it back out. Within the last year, this is quoting Marino, I authorized the claim to be filed on my behalf just in case I needed future medical coverage to protect me and my family. In doing so, I did not realize that I would be automatically listed as a plaintiff in the lawsuit against the NFL. I have made the decision it is not necessary for me to be part of any claims or the lawsuit itself. Therefore, I am withdrawing my name as a plaintiff effective immediately. There's a new national champion in NCAA softball. Christy Merritt hit a three-run home run, and Florida defeated Alabama in an all-SEC tournament game, 6-3. Florida won in a sweep. And we'll wrap things up with rodeo news. Three Aggie Cowboys are headed to the College National Rodeo Finals in Casper, Wyoming. All three won their respective events in the South region. Macy Myers is in breakaway roping. Jarrett New is a steel wrestler. And Austin Santikos in team roping as the healer. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Uri will be joining us the next hour to talk a little Bomber baseball. So just, if you need any more proof that a mom is just sometimes too busy to get other stuff done, a woman, mom won $2 million in Britain's national lottery, but was so busy looking after her kids and her job, she didn't realize she'd hit the jackpot. Carrie Paxson finally checked the numbers that she had stuck on her fridge with a magnet, been there for 3 weeks.
Ooh.
Wins $2 million, says she's going to buy a new house.
All right.
With a bigger magnet on there. A little sign that says, check your notes here. In the last hour, while you've been doing whatever you're doing, 216,000 photos have been added to Instagram. Just letting you know.
Okay. Holy cow.
Look for a high temperature in the lower 90s. Oh, for the next week every day. And then low temperature will be in the middle 70s. Slight chance of rain on Sunday, and that's it. 74 right now as it's approaching 8 o'clock. Hey, have you downloaded RadioAggieland.com? You do that, and you can listen to us any place. I mean any place. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.